guys. Way to go. Keep it going. Good job, guys. All right, Paul. I see you. Finish off. Coach Cole.
Hey there, I'm Coach Curl, and welcome to the Today's Leader podcast, Building Tomorrow's Best Leaders Today. Today, we're diving into a fundamental pillar of effective leadership, and that is the importance of setting clear goals. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, it doesn't matter the size of your team. One thing I know for real and certain is that goals are the roadmap to your success and your team's success and your organization's success. Without them, we're navigating in the dark. So let's explore why clear goals matter and how you as a leader can create and execute them effectively. So why do goals matter? They're just not a nice to have. They're critical to driving focus, alignment, and motivation. And here's why. They provide direction. Goals serve as a compass, guiding your team toward what truly matters. Without them, energy gets scattered and progress stalls. They provide motivation. When people understand what they're working towards, they feel empowered and engaged, and it creates a true sense of purpose. And they provide accountability. Clear goals give you a benchmark to measure success. They help track progress and hold yourself and your team accountable. Remember, ambiguous goals like we need to grow are really ineffective. We need to be specific when we're creating goals because that will turn a vague idea into an actionable plan. So how do we do that? How do we create goals that actually work? Let's break it down into three really simple steps. One is use the SMART framework. And the SMART framework is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So when we're talking about specific, we define exactly what it is that we want to achieve. When we're talking measurable, we ensure progress can be tracked by creating milestones and benchmarks. Achievable, we need our goals to be ambitious, but we also need them to be realistic. Relevant, we need to align the goals with the greater purpose or the greater, broader mission of the organization. And they need to be time-bound. So we need to set a deadline, and that helps us create urgency and map our way towards the goal. So for example, instead of saying we need more sales, we should say increase monthly sales by 15%. By the end of the second quarter. So it becomes a little bit more specific than just that broad statement of we need to raise sales. Step number two is to involve your team. Goals are very rarely successful when they are dictated upon. So they should be co-created. We should involve our team. They get, and that way we get buy-in, we get alignment, and we get fresh ideas and we get fresh perspectives. And as an added bonus, it helps us build ownership and accountability because everyone's had a say in the creation of the goals. And then step number three is we need to break big goals down because big goals can be overwhelming. So we need to break them into smaller, actionable milestones. And this helps us create a sense of progress and momentum. And as we know, momentum will lead and continue on with motivation. So as a leader, your job is to set the destination and illuminate the path. Clear goals empower your team to move forward with focus, purpose, and confidence. This week, I want you to take a moment to review your team's goals. Are they clear? Are they actionable? If not, it's time to refine them. And if you need support with that, follow the link in the show notes to our key takeaways and action points PDF download from today's episode. Clarity isn't a leadership skill, it's a leadership superpower. Just think about that. So thank you for joining me on the Today's Leader podcast. Remember, our mission is to build tomorrow's best leaders today, and it starts with clear, actionable goals. Now, if this episode sparked any ideas, please share with a fellow leader and leave a review. Truly, it helps us get found in the podcast world. Together, let's shape the leaders of tomorrow. Until next time, keep leading with purpose. I'll see you then.